This is the MIA Podcast, Music, Idiots, and Alcohol, a Texas Radio 1 podcast. So put your big boy pants on, grab a frosty beverage, and get ready to laugh your ass off.
Howdy, folks. Welcome to MIA, Music, Idiots, and Alcohol. What? Oh, yeah. So that was the that was the ninth or tenth opening of the beer ceremony. I am not Johnny Cash. I am here with Jimmy E. and yep. Mudbug.
I'm over here.
We're all three here. So this is MIA. It's Music, Idiots, and Alcohol. All three of the idiots. And all the alcohol is here. We're going to talk about some music. And some other random things. Bug's like, what? We're going to talk about music?
We're going to talk about music?
Music?
Music? Why are we going to do that?
We just call it Music, Idiots, and Alcohol. We don't talk about
nobody
music.
Nobody said we're going to talk about music.
That's why we put the 2 behind the M. You haven't seen that in the new logo?
Oh, it's a conspiracy.
Yeah. That's so we can talk about movies also.
Movies.
M squared, idiots to the third power.
Alcohol to the thousandth power. Or the, at least... 20% up to,
yes,
what's our percentage? I don't remember what that Sugarland sweet tea was, but that was good stuff.
That was
I don't remember what I think it was 20%.
30%. No, it was like
40. Oh, 40. Ooh, 40. Good stuff, 40. Though.
I don't know. I'll be right back and I'll tell you.
Sugarland sweet tea moonshine.
What, did you buy some? Oh, we got some left. Oh.
Sugarland sweet tea moonshine. That stuff was super good. We just lost Moonbug.
Moonbug.
We just lost it.
Moonbug. Bye, Moonbug.
He did moon us earlier. Remember when he dropped his shorts?
Yeah, he's walking. Forgot to put his suspenders on.
He did. He don't have his suspenders on tonight, so he's walking and his shorts dropped.
Said he didn't feel like wearing his suspenders.
Yeah. He was uncomfortable. It's too hot. It's too hot, Jimmy E. It's too hot for his suspenders.
Yeah.
I think he realized there was a couple swigs of that Sugarland sweet tea left, and he went to go grab it. No, Jim, you can't have any anyway. Nope. You can't have any anyway.
It's too sweet for me.
It's super awesome, though.
20%.
That's what I said, 20%.
Yeah. Hey.
This stuff is super awesome.
It is 20%,
folks. I am supposed to work tomorrow, but I am going to help Mudbug finish what's left in this little jar. We did mention that we didn't drink all of it.
Correct.
But it was really, really close. Really, really close. We don't really know, as always.
Yeah.
As always.
Yeah.
We don't really know what we're going to talk about.
No, not really.
For MIA, because we just kind of get ourselves together and we sit around a round table. We sit at a round table.
There you go.
And
we are round.
Well, yes, me and Bug anyway. Yes, y'all are. binary code.
Yes.
So if we were all walking into an establishment, we would look at it as 010.
010.
Or depending on where I'm standing.
I keep hitting the wind chimes.
100%.
You keep hitting the wind chimes. That keeps out the evil spirits. You know that, right?
Speaking of evil spirits.
Oh, evil spirits
time.
Here
we go.
So, evil spirit time.
Can you name...
My bug, close your ears.
Here's a little trivia for you. Can you name the only movie out of the many, 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 many movies that Clint Eastwood made?
No.
That he actually starred in, that he was a supernatural being?
No. Dun, dun,
dun. I guarantee you've seen it.
Clint Eastwood?
Yep.
Oh, my goodness.
Don't guarantee me.
Come on. If you haven't seen this, I'm going to smack you. So get ready.
I wouldn't defend myself because I bet you probably haven't seen it.
Wow. I don't even...
How can you hang out with... You lived with me. We had to have seen it while you lived with me because I watched that movie all the time.
Oh,
I love that movie.
Then I bet you have seen it then.
A Clint Eastwood movie where he is a supernatural spirit.
And it is a Western.
Forgot when I lived there.
The
we
only
watched
thing
a lot
I can
of
think of that Clint Eastwood. I mean, the only Unforgiven always comes to my head with Clint Eastwood. But I mean, that's the one he like wrote, directed, or whatever.
Yeah. Well, he's done that a lot.
Yeah, but that was like the first Western, wasn't it? That he wrote, directed, and starred
in. I don't think so. There's a lot of other. Anytime you see a Clint Eastwood movie and it says a Malpaso production, that's his.
Malpaso?
Malpaso. Malpaso.
What does
that's
that
his company.
What's a Malpaso?
I don't know. It's the name of his company.
It's his name of his company.
It's name of his production company.
Okay.
Yeah, there you go. Hammer.
Hammer.
Hey.
Hammerhead.
So, Hammer. You don't know?
That was from James Garland.
Yeah, James Garland. Hi, James Garland.
I couldn't tell you.
If you're listening.
I couldn't Hammered. Tell you the names of his Hammered. Movies.
Hammered.
Tell us the name of that movie. We need to know.
Pale Rider.
Pale Rider. I have seen that. I saw it.
I told you.
I saw it here.
Pale Rider.
Yes.
He's a supernatural being.
Is that correct. A black and white movie? I mean, is that?
No.
I'm just checking because I remember the name of the movie, but I don't.
It's one of the many movies he did with his love interest at the time, Sandra Locke, which.
Sandra Locke. Are we? Oh, I thought we were toasting. Mudbug's handing me the jar. He's like, nope, your turn.
Your turn. Bug's going, that was pretty stout.
What's the matter, Bug? What's the matter? Oh, it's so good.
Soak it around there. Make that gum feel better. Make that cheek feel a little better.
Yeah,
it?
It's already swollen. Where you bit it earlier.
It's still swollen. It
sanitize hurt. That thing, man.
Mudbug bit his cheek earlier when he was trying to talk.
I guess he was hungry.
So that's pretty funny.
I was actually talking and bit my cheek.
Well, we were talking about beef jerky.
and he bit his cheek.
Because we're trying to figure out why we don't have beef jerky yet.
Beef jerky.
Not cheek jerky.
How do you know? You buy it, it's already in the bag. No, I'm just kidding. Don't do all that.
Oh, that's a whole lot. Beef jerky. I'm not drinking all this.
When's the last time you had some tongue?
It's going to be done.
Don't talk to me about
on a taco.
it's been quite a few years.
Barbacoa.
It's barbacoa. It's actually been quite a
no. It's not barbacoa.
Don't lie to me.
Lingue.
You know what?
Lingue.
Speak English when you talk to me.
I can't because lingue is language, loosely represented to Spanish tongue. Lingue. Here. Y'all have to talk while I take my drink. Or else it's going to be dead air.
We're talking movies and stuff. Which
Lingue.
No, I want to talk food.
Jimmy, have you seen?
Hey, is the taco stand open up here?
No, it wasn't there when I drove by.
Oh.
Only the selling the blankets and plants.
Blankets and plants.
I am incorrect. You stand. I stand corrected.
You stand corrected.
It is basically.
You stand.
I stand correct.
It is barbacoa, refers to the local indigenous variation of the primitive method of cooking in a pit or earth oven. It generally refers to slow cooking meats or whole sheep, whole cows, and whole beef heads or whole goats and a hole dug in the ground.
Yep. They dig a hole,
cilantro,
put it in the ground.
There.
It's so good.
Yes, it's good.
Makes you want to so smack your mop.
Makes you want to eat food.
I'm going to tell her new name is Mop.
Mop. And Pop
mop.
And Mop.
Mop and Pop.
It sounds like a Dr. Seuss book.
Well, it's better than him being Palm.
You know, speaking
Palm
of Dr.
Mom.
Seuss.
Palm and Mom.
Yeah. My understanding.
Yes.
My understanding of the Dr. Seuss thing.
Yes.
You know, the whole infamy of Dr. Seuss.
Who is it?
His name is Dr. Seuss.
Who is that?
He's a writer.
He wrote books.
Can you see how I'm turning my back towards my book?
I have never heard of anybody called Dr. Seuss.
You're full of it.
That he
yes
didn't actually like kids.
Green eggs and ham. Well, it's kind of like Jimmy Durante didn't like kids either.
But he was evidently was spawned this whole Dr. Seuss writing kids books.
Yeah.
Why does that moonshine make me want to belch? I'm sorry, folks. Here I am.
Do we need a
bucket? This is not Johnny Cash.
That's what it says in label.
But my understanding is, yeah.
It's warning. Warning. May make you belch.
May cause belching.
That was really good. I said I wasn't going to take all that, but I did.
You drunk it.
I got a sip and he drank the whole bottle.
Yeah.
From what I understand, you'd have to look it up to confirm, you know, because I am not
Johnny Cash.
I am not Johnny Cash, nor am I the Wikipedia.
That was a good big plus.
Or the dictionary or an encyclopedia. But my understanding is that Dr. Seuss actually wrote the first Dr. Seuss story or book.
Yeah.
On a dare or on a bet.
Really? What was it called? Do you know?
No.
What'd that come?
But it had to do with being able to write a story that only had so many lines in each, or so many words in each sentence.
Yeah.
And they all had to rhyme and blah, blah, blah. I don't know. Man, that's what I get for reading internet information way too much.
His real name is Theodore Seuss Geisel.
Geisel.
It's a good German name for you.
I was going to say, that awesome sounds German. Name, yeah, dude. Sounds German. But yeah, so it was like, it was him and another writer, and they got to BSing or whatever, and it was a contest between the two of them to write a story or book. Mm-hmm, but I don't remember the contest exactly in its form. It had to rhyme, and it had to only have short sentences or whatever.
Yeah.
But I don't remember what the
his premise was. First book that he wrote was in 1950.
Was it Green Eggs and Ham?
If I Ran a Zoo. If I Ran the Zoo.
If I Ran the Zoo. But, I mean, if you, anyways, it's just kind of awesome when you think about it. If you think about it, I should say.
And the one that I have read to my children how many times? How the Grinch Stole Christmas, 1957.
Mm. Man.
Green Eggs and Ham, 1960.
That's the one that
One
I've...
Fish, Two Fish, Red Fish, Blue Fish, 1960.
But it all spawned from some...
Yeah.
Gamble or bet some with bet. Another writer friend of his. That's or even crazy. Rival friend. It could have been a rival. I don't even know for sure.
Maybe he lost the bet. Is that what you're saying?
No, he won. Actually.
Oh, he won the bet.
He won the bet. Yeah, he won it with whatever the first book was that actually got published.
Crazy.
So it must have been Zoo, whatever you called it. Zoo something.
If I Ran the Zoo.
If I ran the zoo. Yeah.
So,
he
anyway.
Attended Dartmouth College.
Dartmouth.
Yeah.
Dartmouth. It sounds like
he joined the Sigma
Phi
from
Star Wars. Sounds like from something from Star Wars.
Hmm. Dartmouth.
Hmm. Yeah. No, that was Darth Maul.
Isn't that over in England?
Well, that's what I'm saying. From the Dark Star.
Is that
dark
Europe
star.
Or something? Is that
what?
Dartmouth College? Where is that at?
Huh?
What?
I don't know.
Man, I don't either.
He can't Google as fast as you talk.
I was trying to find
this competition thing I was talking about.
Yeah.
Competition.
It's probably something.
He actually started writing like 1927. He started submitting stories.
Trivia facts or trivia.
My goodness, how old is he?
Hey, probably. There you go. Crazy trivia, Dr. Seuss.
He's been dead a long time. He's been gone. Yeah. He gone.
He started writing in 1927.
Man, I was so wrong. Okay, now that college is in New Hampshire, so I apologize to
New Hampshire.
I apologize to all you alumni from that college, and
from
I don't
Dartmouth.
Have a clue where it's from because I
hey, the only college that I know where they are, Texas A&M,
at
UT,
Giggle Maggies,
U of H, and Notre Dame. Thank you.
Okay, wait. I know where U of H is. I've driven past it many times. I know where A&M is. I've drove past it many times.
Yipper.
Sam Houston.
Sam Houston. I know where Sam is. I know where
Sam
is.
So
yes, it's just on the other side of the prison.
I'm just sticking with the ones that I know you would know, too. The ones that we've seen.
Oh, Aggies. Stephen F. Austin. Hello.
Yeah. Aggies. Oh, Stephen F. Austin. I know U of H.
Texas Tech.
See, I've never been there. I've never been up there. Never been to Texas Tech.
Yeah, Sam Houston.
Rice.
Oh, I've been to Rice. Thank
Forgot
you.
Forgot about Rice Stadium right there,
I got
too,
Bug so. Yelling in my ear.
Man,
I was trying to remember another college that I know
I've been to all of them. All those.
Here's your gold star. You win for the day.
But have y'all ever been to Notre Dame?
No. I've been? Wait, I've barely been to college.
I've been to a football game at Notre Dame. It is insane. Insane in the membrane.
They always going to have fans
in
here.
Insane in the membrane.
For what game?
Oh, Lord have mercy.
They're always going to have fans there because I think it's a lot of the colleges are like that, though, but.
I want to say it was Notre Dame and Colorado.
I don't know. I wasn't there.
I forgot Baylor. I've been to a Baylor game, too. I've been to a Baylor game. Notre Dame.
Wait, Baylor's down here.
A&M.
So. No, I didn't think of that either.
Actually, when we went to the Baylor game, it was Baylor and Colorado there, too. Buffaloes.
Really? Yeah. You always run into...
Are you okay?
No matter where you go, you run into Colorado.
And when I went to the... We need to dial 911.
I think we might need to call the ambulance.
Man, I got heartburn so bad. I'm telling y'all, folks,
he's falling over crying in his chair.
That's what you get for sucking that stuff down.
Man, that Sugarland. It's called Sugarland Shine.
You need to call the wambulance.
Make sure heart hurt. Wow. It's so good, though. Man, it went down so easy.
Mm-hmm. All right, so for those of you that want to know, it's called Sugarlands Shine. One that they drink is the Chipper Jones Sweet Tea Moonshine. And for those of you baseball fans, I know that.
I was going to say, we talked about it like a month or so ago. The people that have been listening.
I'm talking to the people who haven't listened to the show before. Dead gum.
Why would they have not listened to it before?
Because, some people have not started at the beginning.
Yes, I'm talking to you. I'm talking to you, people.
some people have just
started. Why weren't you listening last time?
If you are a Houston,
these are the brand new people. Brand
Houston
new
baseball fan, you will hate Chipper Jones.
Yes.
Because he played for the Atlanta Braves back in their heyday.
I don't even know who Chipper Jones is, but he makes some damn good sweet tea.
You're not a sports
moonshine
fan.
Moonshine stuff. Yeah.
Yep. He doesn't sport.
What?
But he makes alcohol.
He doesn't sport. He doesn't even do fantasy football anymore, does he?
No. No, he's a quitter.
There's a reason.
He's a quitter.
It only took him 20 years to quit.
Because my team was as good as the Buffalo Bills.
He's the Buffalo Bills, the fourth and all fantasy football league.
Y'all are so funny.
What, lost Super Bowl four times?
Yeah.
Actually, he did.
Okay, see?
Yes. Nope.
No, you know, that's what's really sad.
I think it was only three times.
I was watching that documentary about the Buffalo Bills here a while back. And, you know, to me,
he lost three in a row.
It doesn't matter to me. If you went to the Super Bowl 15 times, lost all 15 times, at least you went to the Super Bowl, fool.
Makes you pretty awesome, don't it?
Hey, since we're talking about that, and I just heard it on the sports thing the other day.
Skippy.
But about Buffalo Bills, though.
Bills!
You can't knock that because you name another team that went consecutively, 4 years consecutive.
I know,
to
right?
the Super Bowl. Even though they may not have won, they didn't win any of them.
And you know,
but they went four times in a row.
And
how many
crazy.
Times did Slim Brady go in a row?
Oh, I don't know.
Three?
I'm just asking.
I think three times in a row,
I'm just curious.
Well, I think he went three in a row, and that third one he lost, wasn't
but
it?
But he ended up winning seven of them dang things.
Yeah, but over time, he won seven.
I mean, you know, but then you think of, so you got the Buffalo Bills that lost four. I think Minnesota Vikings lost like two or three.
I think they lost two, yeah.
You know, well, so hey.
They've actually almost lost every one of them. The Houston Texans have never been.
Correct. So there's that. And I'm a Texans fan, y'all. Come on. So, you know.
I am a Texans fan.
Well, but there is hope for us Texans fans. Or for us Houston fans.
And his name is C.J. Stroud.
There is a difference. Houston fans. We've only been around for 20 years or so. So
Houston fan. I am a Texans fan because it's the team, right? So, yes, I am a Houston fan.
Correct.
And sadly, we have to. Are you trying to push that off the table? Over there? It's like I do love football, but it's very what's the word? Exasperating. Is that how you say it?
Yeah, it can be.
Exactly.
That's how you say that word.
So, if your whole life
is that the right
is
word
wrapped up in football, the way that our other brothers is. His whole being is wrapped up in the Cowboys.
Yeah, yeah.
At least it used to be. So I used to be that way back in days and eons of time ago with the Houston Oilers. And whenever they would lose,
I
would be so devastated.
Make you want to cry.
I did cry.
I was so mad, you know, because anyway, so I just had, you know, this is not healthy.
Remember the last time I cried?
Nothing worse than the Oilers, 1 year when the Oilers were there and then
when the Oilers left.
Buffalo Bills beat her ass
to death.
Yeah, when the Oilers left, I cried, of course, because they were gone. But I'm not going to lie to you, I cried. But the other time would be probably whenever freaking Joe Montana had to leave San Francisco and go to Kansas City and then come kick our ass in the freaking. And took away the chance of us going to the Super Bowl that year, which there we go.
There was,
and then he gets his ass kicked when he gets to the next
level.
That
happened quite a bit. That happened a few years ago when we got
dominated by the Bills, and they went one of those
dominated
four
by the Bills, dominated by the Broncos,
the comeback,
dominated by the Kansas City Chiefs.
Wait, are we talking about the Houston still? Right,
we're talking about Houston.
Yeah,
the Earlers.
We got beat.
That's what we call them, the Earlers.
Yeah.
Two of the biggest comebacks in NFL history, both against the Oilers.
Yeah, I know. I know. I still bear the scars.
I watched that game from start to beginning, from beginning to end.
Yeah, I remember that.
And went.
I was there.
Did you know
that was
the
a
Texans,
terrible party?
Do you know the Texans actually rank in that big comeback? They're actually losing end of a comeback thing as well.
Which one?
Yeah. So they're almost at the same point.
Which one?
Whenever we got beat by Kansas City again, but with the new boy. With
new boy? Patrick Mahomes?
Yeah, Patrick Mahomey boy.
Mahomey?
Yeah, whenever we had... Patrick Well, we Mahomey. Still had that guy that did all the crazy things, and he got traded away to Cleveland.
Oh, you're talking about when... Oh, you're talking about that Deshaun Watson character.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't say his name.
Cheat on
Watson. I didn't know if you were talking about him or if you were talking about Mr. Pick Six.
But we had that guy. No, Mr... We're talking bad about Matt.
Mr. Pick Six.
You know, Matt was a great quarterback in the beginning.
I thought you were talking about Ryan
Fitzgerald.
He was a great quarterback. And then all of a sudden, he got that... What did they call it? When you get the yips. In baseball, you get the yips. All of a sudden, you're... Like Chuck Knobloch. Like, do you remember Chuck Knobloch? No. Conroe Boy.
You're talking sports.
You mean like Jose Abreu?
Chuck Knobloch. Conroe Boy went to play for the Yankees.
Yeah.
And great first baseman. And all of a sudden, just he got the yips. And couldn't hit, couldn't field, nothing.
Jose Abreu.
Jose Abreu. Oh, my gosh.
The one that we just let go with his $40-something million contract.
Yeah, thank you.
He was the American League.
$40 million? Dollars?
$40 million.
Not. He was American League MVP just 4 years ago. He's been with us. He was with us for 2 years in both
years. Not even 2 years.
But he was MVP. He was batting .300-something. He was home runs and stuff like that. And then he comes here. And he couldn't hit over 150. And... He just couldn't. You know, he was our first
baseman. Hey,
but we let Yuli Gurriel go. We weren't going to pay him because we're bringing this guy in, former, you know, MVP.
But we just celebrated Bobby Bonilla Day.
And who is that?
Bobby Bonilla.
Bobby Bonilla.
Bobby is 61 Bonilla. Years old.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
And he's still every year on July the 1st, he still gets a $1.5 million check from the New York Mets.
What, just for being awesome or what?
It was his contract.
It was his contract. When they signed him to the contract, he signed a contract. I think it expires in 2035.
He keeps running into these wind chimes,
folks. He gets $1.5 million every year until 2035.
For what reason?
That was the contract he signed.
Because he's awesome?
They were signing him to the largest contract ever. And instead of paying it all out at one big time, they decided, well, we'll just pay it out.
Only $1.5 million.
So, the dude is 61 years old.
One of those.
And paid out for 40-something years.
Well, that's kind of like the Texas lottery when they pay out, like, we'll give you $5,000 or no way, $1,000 a week for the rest of your life.
Or $5,000 a month. Or all
so,
that.
Yeah. Okay, so if you played the lottery, would you trust the government to pay you that money over time, or do you want it up front?
I don't even trust the government to pay me what they owe me in taxes.
You know why? What the government
there is something wrong with the fact that I have to file tax. I'm sorry. I don't want to get. If they already know what I gave them. They already know what I gave them.
Yeah.
They already know.
Yeah.
The U.S. government already knows what I paid in taxes. Oh, they already know what I owe them. Why don't they just
send me a statement?
I shouldn't have to send a statement. They already know. They should just send me my money back.
Right.
I'm just saying.
Or that's send me a bill saying, hey, you owe us $500.
Yeah.
$500. My part about it is, if you win the lottery, would you trust them to send you the money?
That's what we were just saying.
I know. My part about it.
I'm sorry. I'm listening.
We're listening.
I'm hitting up. I'm listening.
Don't be throwing microphones.
Almost hit him again with the microphone.
Don't be throwing microphones. No, don't.
So, but my part about it is, would you trust them? I'd say, come on now. Because we had a president called Donald Trump, and how many times did he file bankruptcy? With my luck, if the government owes me this money, they're going to file bankruptcy and say, oh, we don't have to pay it now.
Well, it's kind of like the whole thing where...
That's what they would do to me.
They actually they actually said this, and when it's regarding Social Security, how that people who were wanting to collect Social Security were... How'd they put it?
I don't know. I didn't read this article.
Oh, no, it was really weird how they... But it's like, dude, I've been paying into Social Security since I was 15 years old.
Mm-hmm. It's my money. Taxes.
Exactly.
If I want my money whenever I retire,
that's what it's set up as.
Money. It doesn't belong to the government.
That's why I don't understand how they get dogged.
No, that's where
like
you're
that
wrong, though. It's their money.
No.
See, they will convince you somehow. It's their money. It's not yours.
Well, it's their money they put into collection. They can what they do is they finance that money and they invest that money, is what I believe is what the government do. They invest it, so they make try to make more money off of it, but still owe you this.
I want, you know what? Here's I'm going to solve the problem.
Is it protected by the FICA or whatever?
No, hell no. I'm going to solve the problem right now. Put Elon Musk in charge of it.
Yeah.
Well, fly me to the moon.
Wait.
He, let me play among the stars.
Wants to go to Mars. He don't want to. He's like the moon. That's too easy.
Yeah, we already had that super rich guy try to be president and try to bribe the country. He's like, if you know, like because he would.
We're not gonna get off into politics, pay off the debts and all that because he had so much money.
Blah blah blah. But you said Elon Musk in charge of it. You talking about Harrison Ford?
I mean Gerald Ford.
I don't remember who it was.
Han Solo.
I don't care.
Han Solo for president. Chewbacca for president.
Ted Nugent.
Ted Nugent. I'd vote for Ted Nugent.
Terrible Ted.
The Detroit City Madman.
I was at that last concert in Houston when he got thrown out of Houston.
So we can't. Yeah. We can't. Wow, we can't vote for Kinky Friedman no more.
Kinky. Yeah. Poor Kinky. R.I.P. Kinky.
We can't vote for Kinky no more. Ted Nugent's all that's left.
All I you, voted for him. Hey, it couldn't be no worse than what we had at the time. So, you know. And how'd we get on with politics? Enough of that politics
crap.
It's
all Bug's fault. Bug's fault.
Dadgummit. You got... Two old guys running for president.
He said we don't trust the government, and then we just start rolling in the government stuff.
That wasn't politics.
Well, we were just bitching about government.
You tell me the government's not politics?
Do you trust the government? No.
Ow. Ow.
Don't trust the man.
Ow.
Oh, okay. So it should just end with
that. Trust
do you
the
trust
man.
The government? And all I'm supposed to do is say, no.
No, don't trust the man.
And then we immediately go to a different subject.
Are you saying ow for what?
Oh, I'm sorry.
He's a wimp.
Get your beard.
I got my beard tied up in the...
Get your beard out of the microphone.
All this stuff wrapped around my microphone.
Tie your beard in a knot. Knot.
Knot.
It's in a knot right now.
Who's there?
I can barely get the... y'all are so funny.
That's not near as funny if you haven't had a few twisted teas, is it?
Y'all are so funny.
That was great. I love it. Good thinking, Buck.
Who's there?
Not Johnny Cash.
Yes, y'all
are. For sure.
JR. Oh. Anyway. And why are we looking at me like I have something? I started the conversation out and got us going, plush. But now it's up to y'all.
What you got, big plush?
I thought you were the moderator.
I like it. No, you are.
Oh, shit.
This is your
show. I am
the
moderator.
MIA is all about not Johnny Cash and his subordinates.
Down in your well, hello, body. Folks. I'm not Johnny Cash. Welcome to MIA, where my subordinates are not obeying me.
16 Welcome times. They are not, what do you get?
They are not
day
doing what they
in death.
Do. He's welcoming, he's
I like
welcoming
that song.
People.
That's always great. That's a great song.
We've already been doing this for a while.
I'm sorry, what? I wasn't listening to you. I was listening
he
to
He was
Jimmy
listening
sing.
To me sing.
Oh, I can't believe ahead. You would even interrupt Jimmy singing. Wait, I'm sorry. Big Plush singing.
Big Plush.
Yeah. So, speaking of Big Plush, Paul Coffin's got some new stuff out. I don't remember what it is.
I still haven't heard it. What's the new one? Black on Black?
Black on Black. Yeah. That's it right there.
I haven't heard it yet. And I haven't heard Cole Wetzel's new stuff yet either.
Well, okay. I haven't heard any of that, but I'm not like on his follow never. Page.
I was
Mr. Party Dude.
I am on Paul Coffin's whatever you call it, follow YouTube,
you
whatever
follow
you call
him,
that.
Yeah.
The YouTube
his YouTube channel.
Is there a follow on YouTube? What do you do?
You subscribe.
Oh no, you subscribe. That's it. Yeah, so I subscribe to Paul Coffin because I do. I think Paul Coffin's awesome.
He's very talented.
And so there's a lot of different stuff, and I don't always mention Paul Coffin, or we don't play a bunch of Paul Coffin. If we do, it's on like Blue Aren't Radio Show.
Yeah, it's because you can't.
It's gonna be late night.
Yeah. It's a little different. I think he's great though. You know what though? And saying that in that sentence reminded me of, and now I can't think of his name. All I can think of is the song Biloxi Batu. Ellis Bullard.
Ellis Bullard, thank you.
Man, I love Ellis Bullard. That's some great stuff.
He is really good.
You know what? And the first time we were introduced to his music by I don't even know how to help.
Caleb Elsher.
Caleb? Was it Caleb?
Because Bullard, Ellis Bullard was supposed to be at Storytelling Tuesday one night.
Really?
And he ended up having to cancel out.
Wow, I couldn't imagine how. But, I mean, just saying.
love you, Caleb.
Love you, Caleb.
We miss you, bro.
But I'm going to tell you what. I had looked him up, you know, because I was like, Ellis Bullard, who the hell is this? So I got to checking it out. And then there was this, and I can't really remember what it was, Live in the Van or some shit like that. It was something about, there was like this hippie van, right?
Yeah.
Or a bus. And it was live from the van or live from the bus or something like that. And there was the three guys, you know, Ellis Bullard and the two guys, I guess, that play with him. And they're jamming out. And it's like this really small room. Like smaller than the room we're in, by the way. not nearly as small as the Spring
Rant. Not as small as a Deep South combo.
No, not nearly as small as that. But, and there's all this hippie shit all over the wall, you know, like the blankets and the tie-dyed looking shit and Woodstock looking posters and stuff. And
all that tie-dye stuff.
Well, you know, and Ellis Bullard's playing and they're doing this, and the Biloxi by Two song, and then there was a couple others, and I listened to them. But it was live at whatever. Live from the hippie van. I don't know what the hell it was, but live at the hippie van. It was really cool.
Was it?
Yes. And that was my kind of like introduction, and then whatever it was where he didn't play from whatever. But we've garnered friends. Not say friends. We play his music.
Yes, we do play his music.
That's what I mean. We're not his friend yet, or he's not our friend yet.
We have,
I'm his friend, but he's not my friend.
We
yet.
Do play some. We play Biloxi by Two. There's a couple of
songs. I love
that play.
Song. That's a great song. But yeah, so he's got, Paul Cawthon.
Damn. Yes.
We got way off track.
Very
how
reminiscent
did I do that?
Of Paul Cawthon, though.
But Paul Cawthon, Paul Cawthon's really not. Paul Cawthon is really strange and dark sometimes. But what is it called? The black on black?
Black on black.
That's a. He does like this weird, dark, almost Johnny Cash sounding vocals with just like slow melodic music, and I don't know how to explain it. I like Paul Cawthon. I think it's awesome.
It's good. Got some good stuff. Ain't nobody need a 25 tequila.
Yeah. Well, I listened to the two new songs, and then I went back and listened to that one, and it cracked my ass up.
And his videos are hilarious.
Yes, and well, that's what I was doing too, was checking out the videos. So
they call me Big Velvet.
Big Velvet.
Big Velvet.
And that was Big Plush.
Big Plush.
That's actually how Jimmy E got his new nickname that hasn't stuck yet, but we're trying.
Yeah.
We're trying.
That's also because I was wearing a plushie shirt one night, I guess. I don't know.
No. It was just because.
Oh, he said it was too hot for a plushie shirt.
Because you said it was too hot for a fuzzy shirt or
fuzzy
something.
Fuzzy shirt or a plushie shirt. Yeah. Whatever.
Yeah, plush means, right?
Plush.
Is it break time yet?
I don't know what. What does plush mean?
Plush. If I remember correctly, plush. The word plush, I think it means like soft but expensive.
There you go. I am. I'm soft.
I'm telling you. If you look it up, I bet you it means something
Wiki,
like that.
Wiki.
You mean to Google it? I'll find
it. You guys are all about the Google
snorkel.
And the Wiki. And
snorkel!
Yeah, snorkel it.
Since snorkel I said that, it. Now I had to find out.
Snorkel it, bug.
All right, we're going to find out what plushy means. I don't know. Sometimes I always think about, what is it, that stupid animated show, Despicable Me, where the little kid is it Despicable Me where she goes, it's so fluffy.
Yeah, that's Despicable
Me.
Okay. So fluffy I could die.
And this is my first thought, though.
Man, yep. We are out in nowhere land, so the internet's slow out here.
Connect to the Not Ranch
okay,
of Wiffy.
You would connect to the Wi-Fi. I have my own satellite. Are you kidding?
Connect to the Not Ranch satellite.
Yes, please.
Look at
Elon Musk is my friend.
A rich fabric or silk, cotton, wool, or a combination of these with a long, soft nap.
Deep. Say it again. Read the definition of plushy.
Richly luxurious, and expensive.
There you go, baby.
So I was right.
Big plush.
So, yeah. Just about the same as Big Velvet.
Luxurious.
And expensive.
And expensive.
Big so plush. just like Big Velvet. So you and Big Velvet could be like best friends.
Only I'm more plushy than
or
Big Velvet.
would y'all be best friends or would y'all be like mortal enemies?
No, I think we'd be acquaintances.
He's a little. He's like, no, you go way over there. I'll go over here.
He's a little wild for me. You know, yeah. I mean, we could be acquaintances. I'd hang out, shake his hand, be
friendly. With that song, Cocaine, I can imagine.
I'd be saying, okay, I'll see you. I'll be over here. You go.
Was that Cocaine Crazy Dancing with You? You're gonna be like,
I don't know.
You're like, just a little, no.
That's okay.
I don't think I want to dance with you.
That's a little too wild for me. I mean, you know, it's kind of like we talked about bar scenes and stuff. I've never been a bar guy. Just never have.
Yeah. Well,
me either. I'd rather be on the outside of them, not the inside of them.
I don't even want to go in sometimes.
This guy's talking about jail.
I've been inside of those. Hello. Thank you. Tie that thing in the knot.
We need to get some different microphones so that my goatee does not get wrapped up in the damn microphone thing around the microphone.
Okay. Well, let's talk to the finance department.
Finance department.
Well, we'll get HR to get in contact with the finance department.
Hey, Roger.
See if that can happen.
Roger.
Roger that.
Hey, who's in charge of finance department? Does anybody know?
Nope.
Well, it said on here that Big Plush
Bertha
is luxurious and expensive, so I don't know.
Well, at least he's underpaid.
Definitely. Underpaid and underwhelmed.
So,
sadly, I'm overwhelmed. So.
All right, let's take a break. We'll be back in a few. Hey, y'all, this is Jimmy E. Did you know that Texas Radio 1 is listener and sponsor supported? Now, here's what that means. It means we depend on you, the listeners, and some of our generous business supporters to give us the ability to bring you great content like what you're listening to right now. Your support helps to make sure we can continue to bring great Texas country, red dirt, independent country, and much more every day. To find out how you can support Texas Radio 1, give us a call at 936-333-1843 or email jimmy@texasradio1.com. Once again, that's 936-333-1843 or email jimmy@texasradio1.com. Thanks a lot. We have a brand new show that airs right here on Texas Radio 1 every Monday from 3 p.m. until 7 p.m. and it's called Trace Beardos. For those of you who don't know what that means, that is basically our Spanish spin on saying three beards. So it's a podcast that includes it's a radio show that includes myself, not Johnny Cash, and Mudbug. And so we talk about music, we talk about different things, and we play a bunch of great Texas country. You never know what you're going to hear. We interview artists. We do all kinds of stuff. It's a great show every Monday right here on Texas Radio 1 from 3 p.m. until 7 p.m. And if you don't happen to be near a computer, and if you live in the Conroe area, you can also hear it on Lone Star Radio. That's right. It's also on Lone Star Radio at the same time at 104.5 and 106.1 at 3 p.m. So that's from 3 p.m. until 7 p.m. So be sure and if you check out the show, be sure and let us know what you think about the show. You can email the three beards and the Trace Beardos at tracebeardos@gmail.com. So be sure and check out the show. We look forward to having you there and listen to the insane madness that is the three beards of Texas Radio 1. Be sure and check it out. I'm sure you'll like it.
All right, folks, I'm not Johnny Cash. This is MIA. And that was the 1900th beverage opened during this episode.
1900th.
I am not Johnny Cash. I'm here with Jimmy E.
I am
Big Plush.
And Mudbug.
That's I can't help it. Big Plush.
Big Plush. What is that again? Big Plush is expensive like, something. Yeah. Expensive dirt.
Luxurious.
What is it? I don't
luxurious and expensive.
Soft, luxurious, and expensive.
I'm soft, luxurious,
and expensive.
I was excited.
I'm playing footsies with him over here.
They must have been by the pound.
That I actually remembered what that meaning of that word.
Soft, luxurious, and expensive. So,
yes,
I like it though. Fist for you, bro. Yeah. I'm good with that.
It is you.
That was a fist bump for all you. That was a fist bump right there for that for all of you who could not see that.
Yes,
through your speaker. Because
now you need to tune in louder.
Here. Yeah, y'all have to tune in louder.
Let me show y'all what it sounded like.
Yeah,
that was the sound of my bug putting his microphone into his forehead.
showing y'all what it sounded like.
Supposedly. Mudbug has something funny to share with us.
No, it was something that was funny to me. It's old.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's old. It's old. Okay,
it may or may not be funny because
it's old, so it's from the 80s.
And it was funny to Mudbug.
It's from the movie Blazing Saddle.
I love it.
Well, I'm already laughing.
Which part of Blazing Saddle?
I'm already laughing.
Well, it's the part where they're... If I remember correctly, they're sitting on they're tromping around on a horse or whatever, and they're talking about out in the middle of nowhere. And then, was it Gene Wilder, right? Gene Wilder. But yeah. When Gene Wilder, telling a story about, I said, because they were dying in heat or whatever, apparently, you know, it's like they wanted it to rain. Said, can't God get it to rain? He goes, God does not make it rain. It's like He can heal the blind. He can make if you can't walk, the crippled can walk, and all those things. He cannot make it rain. And then right after he says that, then there's thunder and lightning, and he says, "That's God." But in the spur of the moment, he changes his mind. It's hilarious, dude.
I think he changes his mind
when he wants to.
I just think Mel Brooks is hilarious.
I don't know. He was talking about the desert and all that thing. The only thing I could think of, but yeah, it just makes him Blazing Saddles. But the only thing I could think of was Spaceballs, where they're
combing the desert.
Yeah, they're looking for everybody. And they're all combing the desert. Yeah, that was great.
I love it.
We ain't found shit.
Person on each end of the comb.
That's like, that is one of the 100 funniest things I think about that movie.
The Spaceballs is great. My Schwartz was bigger than your Schwartz.
I even typed it. It says, he said, he does not make it rain. He can heal the blind and he can, you know, bring a crippled to walk whenever, but he does not make it rain. Then a loud thunder and lightning and immediately starts raining. Then he goes, but of course, sometimes just like that, he changes his mind.
I like it. And I don't remember I think it's in History of the World part, whatever it was.
12.
Mel Brooks.
It
comes out, he's playing Moses.
Mm-hmm.
And he's coming out, and he's saying, he's coming down from the Mount Ararat. Yes, Lord, I bring you these 15. He drops one of the tablets. He goes, 10 commandments.
As we all know those 10, we're good.
Right. It's funny stuff, man.
The other five were out there, but the tablets were broken.
He broke it.
I guess only he knew those. Right?
Yep.
Yeah. So, Bug's the one that brought us back to movies. You hear that?
Movies.
He's the one that's always crying about how much movies we talk about.
My family and I can stand around and quote, "Are you okay with her?" And quote,
"I'm doing the crying thing." As he
movie
says
lines all day long.
Does anybody on the airplane speak job?
Sorry.
There's trouble in the cockpit. The cockpit, what is it? Well, it's a little room in the front of the plane right now. That's not important.
I picked a bad day.
How long before you land? I can't tell. You can tell me. I'm a doctor.
You tell me I'm a doctor.
Shirley, you must be joking. No, I'm not joking. And don't call me Shirley.
And don't call me Shirley. That's right. Some of the funniest things. I love that movie. That's
picked
another
great
movie.
Week to quit sniffing glue.
He picked the wrong week to quit doing all kinds of things.
And it was funny as you had some great actors in that movie that
had never
done those kind of roles before, and they were great.
And you know, and it's crazy to think some of the roles that some of those people played in those movies, and to think about nowadays and go, oh, we hurt their feelings. And you're like, come on, yeah. Whoopi, get over it.
Well, it's kind of like I saw that. there was a meme going around that said that that the new Blazing Saddles was going to be aired, but they were going to edit all of the offensive content out.
The new one would be
5 minutes long.
The new. It's going to be the canceled version. Shit. I mean, how long would the old one have been?
Oh, my gosh. That is just such a funny movie.
Be the intro and the... the credits? Wait, you can't even show the last credits.
No.
You can't even show the rollout credits.
No, you can't.
Because of how bad that was.
Even the head Jonathan Winters doing the little dance thing on there. Stick out your tush. Yeah.
I'm funny just saying, stuff. Even the rollout credits, they had all these kind of weird shit in there. Yeah.
Well, you know, and so I was watching that documentary. I think Bug like, mentioned that documentary about Gene Wilder.
The Gene Wilder documentary.
Loved
That's
it.
Actually where so I saw good. This and got
so
the,
good.
From
Oh, see, shit, yeah. I haven't watched
You need to
yet.
Watch it, man, because it's really good. Because awesome. They're interviewing Mel Brooks, and he's talking about, you know, the whole...
Well, both those guys are batshit crazy.
And the whole reason they made that, you know, that they did that, it was kind of like it was a... they were actually poking fun at racism, you know, even though a lot of people today would go, that's just a racist movie. I mean, you're talking about Mel Brooks is a Jewish guy.
Yes.
Making fun of Jewish people, you know, and going on and stuff. And so, yeah, but he was just making fun of racism.
And if I'm not mistaken, he had really good friends that were black people. And anyway.
But the actor in the movie, that when it was the police officer or the cop or whatever, the sheriff of the city.
Clavon Little.
Yeah, he was the black guy.
Yeah.
And he was, he
wasn't the first choice for that role.
No, Richard Pryor was.
Richard Pryor was. Richard Pryor turned it down.
No, he didn't.
I think he was. He was already slated to be doing another movie.
I actually want to say that he got incarcerated, but I don't know.
Well, they even talked about.
So there's three opinions right there.
I don't know.
He was either slated for another movie, he was incarcerated, or he was like, nah.
All of the above.
He was like, nah, I don't want to be a part of that movie.
Yeah, so it was
I don't want to be a part of that movie. I'm in prison right now.
It was a good documentary because it talked about Gene Wilder and his insane. Some of those movies he did, I've forgotten about that are really good.
Mm-hmm.
It was just so good. Really good. I liked it.
He was incredible.
My least favorite.
My favorite movie ever by his, of course, is the one that he did with Richard Pryor. So.
Which one?
He
did several.
Spell it out.
The blind and deaf.
Hearing Evil, See No Evil.
Yeah, those are great.
I was thinking of the Eddie Murphy movie, Trading Places. As he said
that was Dan Aykroyd.
And you would think that those two were the best of friends. Do you know they weren't? They just acted together.
They were friends, but they didn't hang out.
In the latter parts of their life, yes, at the end of time, then they became closer at the end.
They worked very well together.
Yes. You seem like when they were acting like they were best of friends, but they actually didn't. As soon as they were done, they walk off, he goes his way, and he went his way. They didn't. They never talked to each other between movies, nothing.
Yeah, they're comedians, man.
I would definitely recommend that documentary, Gene Wilder.
Gene Wilder. Yeah. It's on Netflix, right?
It's on Netflix.
It is.
Netflix, yeah.
It is on Netflix. Since they aren't paying us a dime.
On flicks of net.
But we're just talking about on our podcast
it's
here.
It's a good one.
Right. Yeah, I'm just saying, they're not paying us a dime, but check it out. It's pretty awesome.
Great. The story behind it, it's all awesome.
Yeah,
I like it.
Great documentary. I like documentaries, so I'm...
I do like them as well.
I watch too many of them.
I do, too.
You have way too much realism in your life.
I like realism.
I like to know the stories behind things or whatever.
I do, too.
Except for this other one that other band that I'm not going to mention their name, what mentioned to you before, but
Led Zeppelin.
No.
The Rolling Stones.
I actually like Led Zeppelin more than this band that this documentary was done on. But
best music documentary that I've seen. I'm just going to let you know. Well, there's two of them. The best one, two of the best music documentaries that I've seen.
Oh my God, Jimmy, spit it out, brother! Spit it out.
I'm going to get it out.
Come on.
Here it is.
Muscle Shoals.
A what?
Muscle Shoals.
What the hell is that?
It's a documentary about recording studio in Muscle Shoals, Alabama.
Okay.
You need to watch it.
All right. Okay.
That's where. So it's funny because it talks about. So a lot of the R&B stuff that we grew up with.
What were we saying? Were we saying music documentaries?
Yeah, music documentaries.
Okay. I want to make sure we weren't saying band documentaries.
No, music documentaries.
You talked about Muscle Shoals or whatever, and I was like, I've never heard of that. fucking band in my life.
Okay. You have. I thought he was going, in a song that you probably heard 50 million times.
I thought he was going to go into
the 70s.
I thought it was going to be some kind of scientist documentary thing. There's a
blah, blah, blah. You need to watch it.
Share with us a little more about the...
Basically, it's talking about the... it's a whole documentary about the R&B sound that came out in the 70s. Came out of Muscle Shoals, Alabama.
Alabama?
Yes, sir. You need to watch it. It's really good. And how that whole, you know, like Aretha Franklin and all those R&B artists that came out, that the artist, the music behind it was a band full of white boys.
Well,
thank anyway, you. Anyway, so it was really, it's a great, great, one of the best documentaries I've seen. And the other one is, it's rather long. It's rather long. I think it's like 3 days it took me to watch it. But
it is rather long.
But it's the Tom Petty.
Oh, I love Tom Petty.
Yeah, I haven't watched that one either.
So good. So good. Yeah. Anyway, so there you go.
You know, documentaries, they can be awesome, but they can also aggravate the piss out of me because of sometimes how long they are and then sometimes about how vague they can be.
Well, but that one, I think the one with Tom Petty... They made it that long because there was so much information, and they wanted to make sure it all got out there.
Well, he was only like how old was he when he passed away?
I'm gonna
like 70.
No, he wasn't that old.
No,
early 60s.
60 something, almost 70. Okay, folks. Anyways,
so but yeah, but it was
so yeah. There's a lot of information out there.
Yeah, and how that basically...
You know, I'm going to share something with you.
Share it.
Bugle like this, because I really liked, enjoyed, and thought was insane, was Dirt.
Dirt.
That's the...
Joe Dirt?
No. Well, I did like Joe Dirt, too. That was pretty good.
That's funny.
Dang!
Dirt, the documentary /movie...
About
the forming and the creation and the going through of Motley Crue.
It's Motley Crue, bro.
Oh.
Yeah. You know,
I liked that.
You know, and if you've read anything on Motley Crue's, you know, I'm an 80s child.
I do
love Motley Crue. I might not love them as much as Mudbug does, but
I don't think anybody in this world.
I do love Motley Crue, so
I have to watch it. It's called Dirt.
Dirt.
It's pretty awesome.
And it's based on the book Dirt, actually, by Nikki Sixx.
I think I may have seen that.
Movie is based on all of them. They all actually had some writing to do in the movie.
He included his bandmates in part of
the
altogether.
For the documentary Dirt, they actually all wrote their own memories, and it was all combined into a movie.
Yeah.
But there another great book or story by the same band would be the Book of Nikki Sixx for the Heroin Diaries.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Which is a really jacked up story. but
talks about it briefly, isn't
it? But it's a real story.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, if you've ever, I think actually that's a movie too, isn't it? Oh yeah, I saw that.
Yes.
The Heroin Diaries. And I'm not sure what the movie's called. Is it called The Heroin Diaries, Bug? Do you remember?
No, I don't remember.
But it's actually written by Nikki Sixx, and it talks about his mental state and how he is whatever, you know.
Right, right.
As being Mr. Rockstar.
No. Yeah. I haven't seen that one.
As jacked up as he is.
I could swear
I do that remember I've... seeing that movie now, and I do remember that it being way different than Dirt.
I think I've seen Dirt.
Because it's a lot darker.
But I'd have to watch it again to know for sure.
Because I think it's actually based after, right? Well, slightly.
Tom Petty was 66, by the way.
66, okay. All right. Well, I mean, like I said, damn near 70. That's a lot of story, man. That's a lot of story
to tell. And important story. Because, you know, a lot of what happened in the music industry later in years, you can thank Tom Petty for it. Because there was at one time where he told the record company was trying to tell him, you're going to record this music and you're going to record it this way. And he said, no, I'm not. I'll go back to selling paint.
Well, you know, I mean, like we said, and you know, and he was a rock and roll guy or a rock and roll.
He was actually considered, He was actually considered punk rock. Can you believe that?
Well, that I have a hard time believing that.
I know, right?
I understand. I like Tom Petty's music. Always have. All through the years that I've listened to Tom Petty. I wouldn't consider him punk rock, but...
Yeah. No, but they didn't know what to term it because he was different than mainstream rock.
Well, you know, it's like a lot of people right now. You can get a lot of these artists, even the Texas country artists. To be honest, there's Texas country artists out there right now that are recording Texas country music.
Yes.
That I do not consider to be Texas country. It, to me, it sounds like light rock. You know what I mean? Like
Whiskey Myers.
Like, Southern
well,
rock.
Well, don't get me started on whiskey.
Southern rock vibe is what it seems
it's like. It's
like
a Southern rock band. It's like a smooth Southern rock kind of sound.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or there was this genre. There was this genre between the 80s and grunge, right? So you got the 80s glam rock music, then you had grunge, and you had, of course, the metal music, you know, Metallica and Megadeth and those guys.
Yeah.
And then there was people like Foo Fighters.
Foo Fighters.
That's awesome. I'm glad you can do that better than I can. That's so awesome. Thank you, Christopher Walken.
Foo Fighters.
Every time I hear their name, I think of it. Foo Fighters.
Let's see it now. So Saturday.
One more time.
Foo Fighters.
So here they are.
Amazing.
Foo Fighters.
Shit. Where the hell was I?
I don't know.
Hello. I'm talking about Christopher Walken now.
Oh, I'm talking about music. But there was that.
Need more cowbell.
I don't even remember where the hell I was going now. Thanks a lot, Christopher Walken.
But Dave Grohl set him up though on that.
Yeah, I know, it was funny. You are correct.
How do you Dave say Grohl it? Set
fighters? Him up. Did you put the emphasis on the foo or on the fighters? It's on the fighters.
So he goes,
ladies and gentlemen, foo fighters.
That shit is so funny.
Hey, Dave's hilarious.
Y'all can find that. That shit's on YouTube, by
it
the
is
way.
On YouTube.
That shit is on YouTube. Christopher Walken introducing Foo Fighters on what is it? Saturday Night Live.
Saturday Night Live.
Yeah.
No.
That's great.
Not Christopher Walken was introducing Foo Fighters.
Fighters.
Well, I can't do it. I won't even try.
Best movie ever, Christopher Walken. I'm going to name it, and I guarantee you, neither one of y'all seen it.
I don't know,
and
man.
If you watch it, you're going to say, thank you, Jimmy, for letting me watch that movie.
See, Jimmy went to the movies.
No, I saw this at home.
Oh, let's listen. No, I'm saying you went to the movie. Yeah. You went to the
movies.
Oh,
I know. Yeah,
but
I do
that. But it's all like, why are we talking about
but
movies?
But I guarantee you, if you watch this movie, you're going to go, because it's got some great actors
all right,
in
let's
it.
Hear it. Let's hear it. What is it?
Seven Psychopaths.
I have not seen
it. Dude, you need to watch it.
That sounds familiar.
I swear to you, you're going to watch this movie, and you're going to laugh your ass off.
Seven
and
Psychopaths.
Christopher Walken is freaking phenomenal in it. He is really good. It's got...
See, and I don't know why, but when you started mentioning that, the first thing that came to my head was William Dafoe.
Willem. It's Willem
Dafoe. I'm sorry. Willem Dafoe.
Yes.
And Boondock Saints. So...
Which is not a really good movie, by the way.
Yes, it is. It's
but
an amazing
he is phenomenal.
Movie. It is an amazing movie.
No.
Yes, it's an amazing movie. Part two might not be, but part one is. Part one is an amazing movie. Supposedly, they're going to make a part three. But
why?
Because they can.
Oh, Lord. Speaking of movies that... Okay, so...
Why do they keep rebooting, by the way?
I don't know.
I heard
why can't people just make new movies and go with
it? I heard they're rebooting Hellboy. I'm like, what?
Why?
I saw that
why?
Recently,
why?
Too.
Why?
What the fuck would you reboot Hellboy?
Are they going to get the same guy to play Hellboy?
Didn't they? They made one movie. Why would
Ron
you
Perlman.
Reboot that?
Yeah, Ron Perlman.
Ron
right?
Perlman.
Yeah.
That was like some big-ass dude, right?
Yes, he's
yeah,
big.
He's a big guy.
The Sons guy Anarchy. That was in the original one, right?
He also did Sons of Anarchy.
Oh, wait, yeah. That was a crazy...
yeah, he's got the big head.
The silver-haired dude.
He was the father, stepfather yeah. thing to like, Jackson.
Either way, I don't understand.
I don't know.
I don't understand the reboots. I
don't give
you
reboots.
Know what? And I'm going to be honest with you.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
be honest with
for
me.
All you people out there that watch all these movies.
Yes.
I'm a movie watcher. I love movies.
I do, too.
But I'm... about gave up on Marvel and DC or whoever.
I'm tired of superhero movies.
I don't even know.
They're getting redonkulous.
I don't even know what to watch in which order and all that.
I don't even want to.
And anymore. There's like other multiverses,
Well, now they're like, doing multiverses where you can bring characters back to life because in this universe it came
two
back.
Shits, blah, I'm blah, done. Blah. I'm done. I quit watching.
So that's like.
Is that thanks to Flash?
So that's. Actually,
he screwed up everything.
I thought Superman went around the Earth.
Superman, like, Flash
like,
did. Blah,
when
blah.
I was like 10, Superman went around the Earth and turned time
back. Somehow
right?
Flash went and did something else. Yeah,
well, it's like they were talking about.
Because he can run so fast.
Here lately, the whole conversation has been about Kevin Costner's new movie. Horizon,
yeah,
it only did 11 million opening
so
weekend, and even Stephen King goes, "Come on, people! I mean, you know,
it'll be okay."
Even like, you know,
even Stephen King is like, "It's gonna be okay."
Stephen King, if you're waiting for MCU or DC or all that, whatever, you know, blah blah blah. Anyway, so I want to see it because I want to see something different than a superhero. Other than I will say.
Uh-oh.
That I want to see Deadpool and Wolverine.
Of course.
Oh, I'll watch that.
Because I will watch the Merc with the Mouth.
Merc with the Mouth.
Because I think he's hilarious.
Why don't they just call it that?
Merc with the Mouth.
Deadpool. Merc with the Mouth. I
Isn't
agree.
That Ryan Reynolds?
Yeah, it's Ryan Reynolds.
Ryan Reynolds and
he's hilarious.
Hugh Jackman.
Hugh Jackman. Yeah, and, Hugh you know, Jackman they love each other. Wolverine. I think they live together. I'm not sure, but... I mean, I might get called out on that, but well, I mean, they give each other so much shit. I think they do live together.
Well, Ryan Reynolds,
y'all probably call us.
I do believe Ryan Reynolds is hilarious.
He's hilarious.
I give him that.
Another documentary that I like that he does.
I should look on his face.
He has that because he's part owners in a
Mint
English
right
soccer team.
Oh,
Wrexham.
Is he?
He's also owner of a new phone service thing. Yeah. Yeah.
And he does. So there's
Mint
a documentary.
Company,
I'm sorry, hang on.
Talking about. That, you know, and how that he and I can't remember the other guy, another actor, that he and this other guy are partners and they own
Wrexham.
English soccer team called Wrexham. Wrexham. And there's a documentary on there about him.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah. It's good. It's funny. And it's good.
It's got to be funny with a name like Wrexham. Anyway.
Wrexham Ralph. Okay.
Man, we didn't go full circle, but
I totally derailed you.
Yeah, well, you've done that twice now.
Okay, good.
At least
done my job.
Let's see, Ryan Reynolds, yep. Mm-hmm. Hugh Jackman, yep.
Ryan Gosling.
I'm a Deadpool fan. I do like Deadpool.
Me
Why?
Too.
Because he's like the anti-hero guy, you know.
Yeah.
I'm like the whole anti-Facebook guy. I'm like anti-whatever. I'm like whatever.
Anti-establishment.
I can be. Whatever I can be. No, I don't paint the big A everywhere I go. Damn, man, you really put it all over me there, man. So I've had three places where I was going and you took all of them away from me. I have no idea what the hell I was saying.
Anarchy.
Because you
said,
wanna be
National Anarchists Anarchy. United.
that's
kind of
an oxymoron.
Oxymoron,
yeah. That's an oxymoron.
It's kind of like flatlanders being a global movement. Flat earthers being a global movement.
I saw a thing today. So I work at an establishment, and my office has a door that faces the shop, right? Where everybody works. And every week I always put this something I think is funny on my door outside. On the outside of my door faces the shop, just comedic or whatever you want to say. To me it's funny. It might not be funny to everybody. Well, so a couple Fridays ago there was this a couple Mondays ago I hung a thing on my front door or my office door that had like the earth on it, and it had the like, or it was a horizon line. It was a photo of the horizon of the earth.
Yeah.
And had this red arrow that points both ways, you know, real long and arrows. It says flat.
Yeah.
Right? And it says flat. Obviously, the earth is flat. And then underneath that, it's someone else. It was a post, right? So I just screenshotted a post and I put it up there. And it said, the second comment was, the great thing about flat earthers is that no matter how dumb I am, I will always be smarter than them, or something of that nature. So, and that was on my door. I screenshot that, printed it, put it on my door, yeah. And that's what it said. Well, on Friday, these people come through, you know, and do our rugs and our carpets and, yeah. you know, the bathroom stuff right. and all that. Well, there's two guys. They're always together. You know, they do all, we kind of find out. One of the guys.
He's a flat earther.
Oh,
my gosh.
And so the other guy, and all of a sudden, they have to get their hard hats and stuff right outside of my office.
Yeah.
Right? That's where the hard hats and stuff are. And they always stop every week and read my door. Right? So the one dude, he busts out laughing. It's like super loud. And I was like, damn, that's weird. I'm sitting at my desk and I'm like looking out the window. And I'm like, what the hell's going on out there? I don't think about it. 4 minutes later, here comes the one guy that was busting out laughing. He's letting me know. He goes, hey, by the way, the other guy that's with me, he's one of those flat earth guys. And I'm like, okay. I'm not thinking about the thing yeah. that's hanging on the wall. And he's like, okay. I'm like, why do I give a shit if he's a flat earther? I don't care what other people think. And he goes, well, that post on your door, he's a little upset. And I'm like, what? He goes, yeah, I've been giving him shit for the last 30 minutes. And I'm like, dude, you can give him all the shit you want. I don't care, you know? So I think it's ridiculous. But either way, today, so I found another one. And it's like, this guy has this. So it's about 6 inches long. One of those 6-inch spirit levels. Said.
Yeah.
Spirit level, right? Spirit level or whatever you want to call them. And he sets it on the ground. Yeah. It's sitting on the ground. And he takes a photo of it. And it's like level.
Level.
Right? It's level. Okay. It's like the bubble's right in the middle of everything. Dead he sets center. It on the ground. Yep. And he's like, you know, I was all against these flat earthers until now. I don't know what to think. I was like, damn, that's got to be next week. You know, I was like,
that's good.
Printed that picture right away.
That's good.
Yeah. Well, no, actually, what's hanging on my door right now says, Before we work on artificial intelligence, why don't we do something about natural stupidity?
Oh, my gosh, please.
Yes, that's please. What's on my door right now. With an emoji that looks like this. You know. But, hey.
Confucius.
Confucius say, Confucius man who stands say, on toilet.
Get high on pot.
Get high on pot. That's right.
Correct.
Maybe that's what AI is going to do, though.
What's AI going to do?
Maybe it's going to make all the stupid people seem smarter.
Stupider?
Well, oh. I doubt AI will make stupid people seem smarter.
I agree.
I don't see it happening. Yep. All right, boys and girls.
Well, AI's even changing now. You heard about the sportscaster that they're doing it for the Olympics?
No.
Can't remember his name right now because real famous sports.
Joe Buck.
Snoop Dogg?
No, it's not Joe Buck, but
Snoop Dogg. Snoop Dogg's doing broadcasting Lord for the Olympics.
The Olympics coming up next year, though, but they're yeah. taking whenever they
not can. Next year, this year.
Jim Nance.
This year.
But whenever they're doing the Olympics thing, and they can doing the replays or talk about what happened mm-hmm. that day in the mm-hmm. Olympic thing, they're doing an AI voice of, what I can't remember the
name. Lord,
that person?
Yeah, he's a John famous Madden? Guy that's always talked on. But anyway, it's an AI thing. They're doing AI. He agreed. He get paid a lot of money, sit at home, do nothing, and they just use his voice to
ridiculous
to do the re-apps on it.
Ridiculous. That's gonna what be crazy. Our world's coming to.
Be like John Madden or Brett Favre.
Boom!
Brett Favre.
Brett Favre. Brett Favre.
Every time I hear it, I think about whatever you're talking about your with the Randy Travis AI song yeah. and that thing when you hear on our radio station. With
mm-hmm. Man, the sad thing Texas is radio I love that song. The song is so awesome.
Great song.
It's what is what Big Plush over there says on his thing, because on the radio when that song come on or whatever yeah, about that.
No, I'm hearing you. It's a great song. And he said, it just makes me want
to. Jimmy goes, at first, I wanted to hate it. I didn't want to listen to it, whatever. He goes, then I hear it.
I still want to hate it.
Brings that emotional point. He's like, you know, it's like, but I understand everything he's gone through. Like, you know, all that. But yeah, it makes sense. But it's a good song.
I still want to hate it.
I know.
But it's a great song. So that's really good. That's where, back to AI and Texas country music.
Mm-hmm.
I still believe that that song could be recorded by someone else with talent and made it work. That's my opinion.
I don't. You could.
That's my opinion.
But I think the whole reason why it did as well as it did is because of the story and because of Randy Travis's voice.
Well, I'll give you that. Yeah, I'll give you that. So, but anyway, it's about doing as well as it did. But it would still be a great song.
Be a great song.
It would still be a great song.
It's, yeah.
Whether it's number two or number one on the AI chart.
Yeah.
It's making a point.
It would be a great song. Yeah. If they had a talented person record it. And or even the guy that fucking wrote the damn song.
In some ways, it's
the guy that wrote the song. He could have recorded it. I had something else I was going to say before we got into the AI thing. Blah, blah, blah thing.
In some ways, it's making a point for like, when you know the people that want to have immortality and you want something that you want to always be there, it's like giving it a voice. Mm. It's always immortality. It never dies, it never goes away. So even
Walt Disney,
even if and when, like, because everybody's going to passes away, you're always going to have that. That's always going to go.
I don't like it.
Yeah, I don't know how long we are, but I'm pretty sure that we're about done there, Bug. So that Jimmy made me forget that I wanted to say,
we'll do it next time.
Well, only if I can remember.
You won't even remember.
Won't remember. Okay. Write it down.
Anybody has any ideas or topics that you would like for us to banter about?
Totally abolish.
Start calling this phone number and giving us ideas that you want to hear.
We'll talk about that. Text us at 936-333-1843.
Yeah.
Or you can email us at, where the hell can they email us at? Just go to TexasRadio1. Yeah, TexasRadio1@gmail.com. Or you can email me at notknot@TexasRadio1.com.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll see if we can fit it in the schedule.
Maybe.
Or we can slap each other around with them.
Or we'll just,
as long as Mudbug don't hit me with this microphone, we're good.
Or we'll just totally make fun of you whenever whatever you send us, we'll make fun of you.
Well, that's okay too.
Or we'll be talking about you because your text message might make us laugh. Right.
especially all you,
you flat earthers.
All you flat earthers.
Yeah, that's insane.
No matter what.
I'm still trying to
always
figure
be smarter
that
than you.
I said, never mind. I'm like, how? I don't understand. I'm trying to figure out where's the line between, never mind. You know, is there, how do you go east and never mind.
Never Jesus mind. Christ. You can't figure it out.
Ay, caramba.
Ay, caramba. Okay.
The earth is infinite. I was like, what?
No, it's not. It's round.
I don't believe you, Jimmy E. Convince me it's round.
I've been there. Wait, I've been to Earth.
So there was one. Okay, I'm going to say this and then we'll be done. Somebody said, if Earth was a disc,
yes,
and it's not round,
yes,
and it ended,
yeah,
there would be a Disney World there, and they would be charging admission. Obviously.
Probably so.
I bet there'd still be a long
there'd
line.
Be like a bungee line. Cord and all that kind of stuff. He'd be like a bungee jump off the side of it.
And it'd be a long line getting in.
Whether Walt was alive or not, you know. Anyways, I'm not Johnny Cash. This is MIA, Music, Idiots, and Alcohol, or Movies, Idiots, and Alcohol, and...
Or just Idiots.
Idiot. Oh, we could change it to IA, huh? Anyways.
No, artificial intelligence.
It's MIA. MIA, Mudbug in action.
I am here with Jimmy E.
That's me, Big Plush.
Big Plush, and Big or Plush. Midbug. I almost said Midbug.
Bud Mug.
He Bud Mug.
Bud Mug.
Mid-mug.
Anyway, we're all
Mudbug's
here.
Mudbug's here.
I'm not Johnny Cash.
I'm out.
Yep.
Big Plush.
Yep.
Mudbug.
Yep.
We're out. We'll see you next week.
See
you
all. Bye, y'all.
Bye, y'all.
This has been a Texas Radio 1 podcast. For more information, visit texasradio1.com.